Alright. Yeah. What it do? That's right, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into a little In My Mind segment about Streets of Rage's characters, the three characters that are coming up. We don't know about the other two, but we have an idea on who they are. So, pretty much we're going to get into the brand new character, Estelle Aguilar. We'll just call her Estelle, a.k.a. the Super Cop, the female Super Cop. And I already kind of got an idea how this is already going to play out, considering the fact that not only that Estelle is, you know, is kind of like that answer for Blaze after leaving the police force. Because if you read Blaze's bio, she actually was honorably discharged from the police. She socked out her captain, so she was dishonorably discharged. So, like, you know, it's funny how the big three, they wound up, you know, Axel wound up quitting, but, you know, Adam and Blaze, they wound up staying on. So, you know, that's cool. Man, is and then just Adam just started doing some other things, got promoted and went to another special forces type deal, and you know, but then Blaze, she was just staying as a cop, she got kicked off. So who knows, man? There's a lot to it, but I'm excited about Estelle jumping on because, honestly, like, we're getting that. We never really got that cop vibe, that police vibe in Streets of Rage. Like, even when you really think about it, most of the characters were ex-cops, you know? They decided to stay away from the force so they could do their thing on the street. So, I mean, either way, but then, like, when the later games, I guess Adam wound up being reinstated in Streets of Rage 3, so we never really saw him playing in-game while the others were doing their thing. So, but either way, man, obviously, I think Estelle is obviously gonna be that powerhouse female. Like, obviously, Streets of Rage never had anybody like that, because Blaze, she's obviously balanced out. Cherry has all the speed, and, you know, both females have techniques, but when it comes down to Estelle, just seeing just what she did in the trailer for the gameplay, oh my god. Like, she got a little battering ram shoulder block. I was like, damn, okay. And then, like, she got that little blade technique and whatnot. And then, also, you're going to be able to custom. Oh, I don't even want to talk about that on this segment. But, honestly, but the DLC in general is just, like, you're going to be able to customize your characters. Oh, my God. That means you could change your characters' colors and everything. So, you want freaking Adam wearing a black t-shirt with all the wearing all black, you got it. If you wanted to turn Axel into a brunette turn him into a brunette than a blonde, I mean, shit, you got the option to do that. Man, see, this is the type of stuff that, even though we don't know when it's coming out, they said later this year. Define later this year. Are we talking about December? Are we talking about, like, you know, like I said, the anniversary is coming out in a matter of weeks. Like, the anniversary. So, obviously, they made the conscious decision to start dropping the trailers and the updates because they're gonna have to. I mean, this is, like, important stuff for, like, this game. Like, honestly, wholeheartedly, I'm gonna say it, this game is the sleeper game of last year. You know, nobody was expecting Streets of Rage 4 to be good. I mean, if they did, then obviously they were like, man, this, like, I knew Streets of Rage was gonna do something. You know what I'm saying? Because the other ones did well for themselves. I mean, even for 3, I mean, it went well for its own, in its own right. But Streets of Rage 2, and they went that kind of route with this, but now you got combos. Like, you doing Street Fighter combos damn near in this game. So I'm like, you know, this kind of, this stuff with this game, and the, I mean, it's just gonna be off the hook, man. Like, the Mr. X Nightmare DLC is probably, it's gonna make some noise. And honestly, it's gonna blow Dotemu, because I always used to say EMU, but Dotemu, to higher heights than they're already going, man. Because, like, if they keep going this route, dude, I mean, just thinking about what they can do. I mean, they're already got Shredder's Revenge coming out. We don't even know when that's coming out, but we already know it's there. You know, I mean, what if they start doing other games like this? You know, like if, what if they do a fighting game? I mean, jeez. If Dotemu does a fighting game, I'm gonna be livid. Like, I'm gonna be like, like, just, I will throw money at this. I mean, and like I said, with just to get, not to get away from their DLC coming out, but with the character still, I mean, it gives us more flavor with more characters to pick out and everything. I mean, we want the characters that, I mean, and they're giving us, they're literally giving us characters that we're asking for. Okay, we see Max in the game, we see Shiva, we see Estelle in the game. We want to play these characters. But then that means, too, they got to start beefing up their villains, man. That's another thing. They're going to have to start beefing up their villains. They're going to have to start making new villains, all of that. I mean, bring back Abadidi, all of these cats, you know what I'm saying? Bring back Big Bear, bring back everybody, you know? This, oh man, I just, and the sad part is, we don't know when this game is coming out, but I can guarantee you, when it does, I don't care how much the DLC is, all I know is probably not gonna be no more than, I say, well, it's gonna be damn near technically a brand new game, and with all the content that we're gonna have, plus 3 new characters, plus a customizable ability for your game, it's going to be at least popping 25. I'd say it's going to be at least 24. 24 for a DLC on top of the game that we already got, and you could go back and forth on it too? Give me that shit. Give me that. I wants that. I needs that. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of stuff that makes games that has DLC worthwhile, because don't pull no fucking Xenoverse crap with me, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that bullshit. Don't give us the stuff that nobody's asking for. Like, oh, we're just gonna throw this in your face just because, you know, we don't care about your money. We just want your money. We don't care about what you think. No, 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 no. No. We're paying for the games that we want. Them, and I'm not saying this, like, Dotemu is actually doing us justice. I'm talking about other developers like Dimps and Xenoverse and whatnot. Those type of cats, nah, they're killing the program and whatnot to, like, you know, you can't be doing that to folks like that. I'm sorry. But, like, not to escape away, that's supposed to be another segment, but it kind of comes in play with all the good stuff that Streets of Rage 4 is about to have right now. It's just, oh, I just want to play it right now, man. And honestly, between, like, Adam and, like, I think Estelle might be my main if she shows up, and, like, the other two, I mean, we have an idea. It's gonna be Max and Shiva. It might be they might even do a swerve on us and throw somebody brand new in the game. Who knows? They done that with when they did with Adam. Because nobody was expecting Adam to show up. Honestly, we wanted Adam, but we weren't expecting them to show up this early in the game. And they did that, and I was already hooked. I'm like, oh, I need that. I need that. Give me that right now. Oh man, and the weight was like nail biting, but when it finally showed up, yeah, worth every penny, worth every second. Like I said, I stopped playing Final Fantasy VII Remake just so I could play Streets of Rage 4. I literally took it off my PS4 so I could play this damn game. That's how much I care about Streets of Rage 4. Alright, Streets of Rage 2 is probably the greatest fighting game, the greatest arcade beat-em, it's not even an arcade game. It's like, it was just the best beat-em-up of all time. Probably in the top, to me, I think Streets of Rage 2 is one of the best video games of all time. And that's a big-ass argument. We're talking about, it's in the echelon of, like, you know, Sonic, Mario, you know, whatever else you want to throw in there. Zelda, you know, I don't really care about sports games like that in that magnitude. I don't even think sports games should be in that kind of category. But if you really want to do that, like Punch-Out and whatnot, all it's in that magnitude. And Streets of Rage, well and right, earns this. So, but Estelle, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. She's going to be off the hook. Just, man, it's going to be great, man. Woo! Man, it's going to be cool, dude. And, like, so when we find out who's the next episode, like, when we find out who the next characters are going to be, which we kind of have an idea, but if we don't, then what we're going to do, what I'm going to do in the next couple of ones, I'm going to do a little chats about a discussion or in my mind about what the other characters are supposed to be like. So, or, you know, since they might be recurring brand new to Streets of Rage 4 because their movesets might be way different than what they were before. So, man, oh man, they might even throw a swerve at us. That's another thing. I think they might actually do a swerve. They might throw, like, They threw Adam at us, and that came out of left field. Nobody's seen Adam since Streets of Rage 1. But nobody's played him since Streets of Rage 1. And they did that to us, and I was like, damn, I'm hooked. I am hooked. But either way, I digress from my point, you guys. I'm going to get on to the next segment before I get on the move. This is the In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Anchor FM and the YouTube and Late for the Party live on YouTube. So please like, comment, share, support the podcast, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, you can check out the podcast on all 10 platforms, which is Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Music, or anything, or CastBox, or whatever you get your podcast listens on at, you can listen to that as well. Also, check out WordPress as well. Man, also check out all the cool merch, the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, you guys. Man, I am your host, Melodious, aka Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off, and as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.